Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Nuclear Showdown, also The Coming Collapse of China. He's very active on Twitter. I'll get him to mention that in just a minute. Gordon Chang, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
At Gordon Chang, by the way. I'm sorry, at Gordon G. Chang. Put the G in the middle. At Gordon G. Chang. That's how you find him on Twitter. I encourage you to follow him there. Gordon, March 15th, I wrote a Black Swan article about the coronavirus and warned small business owners about the potential of it. And I had no idea how much it was going to anything like this is going to happen. Less than a week later, you were on the show. 47 days ago, you were on this show again, and how things have changed since then. And one other little note. 2 weeks ago, a little more than 2 weeks ago, I wrote a piece about perspective. And when that article was published, less than 200 people in America had died from coronavirus. Today, it's about 11,000. In just barely 2 weeks, this thing is really mean, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is mean. It spreads very fast. And it has a lethality. We don't know exactly what it is because we don't know the number of cases. But nonetheless, when this is finally over, we're going to realize that this is so much more dangerous than SARS, the 2002-2003 epidemic that it has often been compared to.
Well, I have to say, I'm going to make a confession here. I referred to the flu. Our history with the flu, with the common flu, I referred to SARS, and I have to admit that I didn't give this the credence that it should have had. But it's nobody's fault. We haven't experienced anything like this before, have we?
Well, it is somebody's fault, Jim.
It's not my fault or your fault for not thinking a month ago that it was going to be this bad because we'd never been this way before. But you're right. Tell us about whose fault it is.
Well, it certainly is China's fault. China admitted on January 20 that there was the possibility of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. But Chinese officials knew about this probably about the second or third week of December because doctors in Wuhan by the second week knew that there was no other explanation for how this thing was spreading. Now, that was not just a question of secrecy in that period, that China just didn't tell the world. What China did during that period was tell the world that human-to-human transmission was not possible. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why the World Health Organization on January 14th issued that infamous tweet about how, based on what China was telling the WHO, countries didn't have to worry about human-to-human transmission. And that meant that countries, I'm sure, did not take the precautions that they should have taken at that time.
Also, including travel restrictions, right?
Including travel restrictions. China was trying to prevent countries from imposing travel restrictions on arrivals from China. There is some other evidence, but when you put this all together, we don't know exactly what was in the minds of Chinese leaders, but we can say this, that if they wanted to deliberately, they knew what happened to coronavirus was crippling China. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to deliberately cripple other societies, they would have done exactly what they in fact did.
Have done.
So this is perhaps the most monstrous act that we have seen since either Rwanda or Serbia, or maybe even the Second World
War. It's tantamount to weaponizing a disease, isn't it?
It is. This was wanting to spread death and infection around the world, and China one way or another, must pay for this. Because if we don't do that, Jim, we are then not deterring China's leaders or other leaders in the future from engaging in the world's most horrible conduct.
Well, they can't beat us militarily. They're not going to engage us in an atomic war. So they've been attacking us from a cybersecurity standpoint, and now we know that they've essentially weaponized the disease. And let's not be naive, folks. Let's be clear about this. The World Health Organization, the global health leadership, is basically a China hack. They hack for China.
Yes.
They're a toady for China, aren't they? 100%.
100%.
They're all in for China. Gordon, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Gordon, at Gordon G. Chang, that's his Twitter handle. You need to follow him, folks. He's the best at this. 20 till. Right back with Gordon. We're going to talk about how much should China pay for this? What should be the cost after the break?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.